every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
And it all has to do with you. Thanks for tuning in. It's Rosie on the House, your weekend wake-up tradition.
I talk to the tree, stop and hear what I say.
Come on around back, Arizona. Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, your outdoor living hour here at Rosie on the House. And if you're a regular listener to the program and you're looking at your home maintenance calendar that we publish every year and you're kind of a little confused, you're expecting to learn about roses today. We've had a little bit of a shuffle. Talking Trees is generally the second Saturday of the month, but we kind of had a little miscue at the end of last year, not realizing that Christmas was on a Saturday when we planned it all, and we're kind of reshuffling from that. So the January is a little out of order, but still a great program planned for today. We're talking the benefits of tree, and John Eisenhower, ISA certified arborist, is joining us, and you've got the tree of the month as well. But before we get there, you've got quite an army with you this morning.
Yeah, brought the crew today. Yeah, no, I'm happy to have Gary Peterson, the branch manager at Save a Tree, with us again today. And he'll be sharing the mic going forward in the next few months. But I'll have a wonderful guest and friend, Janet Weibel, a landscape architect who's been on our show before. And I just love the perspective she has with regard to planting and maintaining trees in the landscape. She's the one who marries the gray concrete and the infrastructure items with the green stuff, the plants and trees that make our landscapes beautiful. And so I'm happy to have her today.
Welcome, everybody.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Let's kick off with our tree of the month. What branch did you bring in this morning?
Well, the tree of the month is actually my favorite tree. Now you wonder, this got to be a desert tree because I'm from Arizona. But it's actually the Chinese elm, and I love this tree. I have several favorite desert trees, especially the velvet mesquite trees, really my favorite desert adapted tree and native tree to Arizona. But I love the Chinese elm for various reasons. It is the most adaptable shade tree you're going to find around. It's also deciduous, so you get a little bit of fall color. It's got an amazing large 30 to 40-foot umbrella canopy at maturity, and it's got that well-known jigsaw puzzle bark, which is really popular and attractive from a landscape architectural standpoint. They are quite an attractive, elegant tree, and I just like them because they're bulletproof too. They're so adaptable to Arizona heat. And you wonder, there's a lot of our Midwestern listeners and those from the East who probably are thinking, elm tree? Those trash trees? Elms in other parts of the country, this is not to be confused with the Siberian elm and others, which have brittle wood, weak branch attachments. They're breaking branches all the time in ice storms. And in the East, when you talk about elm tree, people think, that's a crappy tree. And they generally are. But this Chinese elm is really durable, really strong branch attachments, and they're a pleasure to trim, they're a pleasure to own, no thorns, and as I said, they're nearly bulletproof. They do they're one of many tree varieties that can give way to Texas root rot, so they are a susceptible tree variety, but that's usually an issue with overwatering, so that's really not the fault of the tree. If you have good, well-drained soil and you're not watering too often, you shouldn't have a problem with that. But Dr. Chris Martin at ASU did a research project several years ago, about 10 years ago, and he evaluated trees in small planting spaces in parking lots. Those little 3 and 4 foot wide little planting strips that you see in the mm-hmm. parking lots with trees that are most of them around town are half dead. The tree's been run into by, due to bumper blight, the tree's knocking into them and knocking them down. Or they've just not survived because it's the wrong tree in that small location. Well, he did this extensive study throughout the Phoenix area, and which tree came out on top? The Chinese elm. It beat out all the desert trees. So if you're wanting that tree that can handle the full sun, take the blistering sun of our summers and the heat, Or if you have even that, you know, small planting space in a parking lot, these are the trees of choice in my view.
The Chinese elm, you can see.
That's my opinion. I'm sticking to it. No, I love this tree. It's a great one. Any thoughts on the Chinese elm from your standpoint, Janet, in terms of your putting trees in? You know, I know you do a lot of tree selection when you do your landscape projects. What's been your experience with Chinese elms?
The elm has been a mainstay of designs in Phoenix for my whole career, and I agree too. It does especially well in parking lots. You're always amazed, and it's like, oh my gosh, the elms are doing the best. If they're planted correctly, if the roots aren't root-bound, they're great for parking lots and areas where you need clearance because they have what we call a standard trunk. It's a single trunk. And so you're not forced to prune a multi-trunk tree. So if you have a narrow space, a standard trunk tree, an elm, you can raise the canopy high so people can walk under it, cars can park under it if they get that big.
Perfect.
It's really a very practical tree for a lot of situations.
Yeah, nothing's worse than putting a multi-stemmed tree in a narrow planting application, because within 4 or 5 years, you've trimmed out all the stems except one. You've created a standard tree. And that happened at one of our projects, and I was just so disappointed because they could have just put a standard tree in the beginning and had a really successful tree in that spot. But yeah, those standard trees are beautiful. If you're looking for a shade tree that you can eventually walk under, where your lowest permanent branch will be above 6 feet, the ash tree or the elm, or even a Texas live oak would be good choices.
Well, there you go. The Chinese elm, your tree of the month. And not only do you guys bring a tree of the month, but there's always a main takeaway as well. And you wanted to talk about the benefits of trees. Some things should be obvious, but there's actually some things on here that aren't so obvious.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of benefits to trees, and tying it in with our landscape architecture approach, there's a lot of engineering and mechanical values of trees just from the standpoint of bringing a tree in for sound abatement if you want to have a privacy screen. Sometimes you want to block the headlights. We had a customer who had, unfortunately, their window of their home was right in line with traffic that came up a road toward their house. It was quite a ways away. But interestingly, as the road kind of came over a hill, those lights would just come up enough to... So they're getting this glint of headlights, you know, 100 yards away. But it was enough of a distraction. So we started, you know, working with a couple of trees down at near their fence line out across their yard, about halfway to where those vehicles were, and we allowed those to grow up, and in time we had a nice screening of those lights so they didn't have that light coming through their window. But yeah, trees have a lot of benefits with regard to, you know, architectural value. They're bringing some, as I said, those sound abatement as well is pretty critical. Or privacy. Sometimes we'll even trim trees lower and so that you have a little privacy from your neighbor. Instead of having that tree that you can walk underneath, you know, you want to leave the lower branches on some of those smaller trees so they can provide a nice little privacy screen between your neighbors. Citrus are used widely for that all over town, and you'll see a lot of ficus trees used that way. And, of course, oleanders, which are having some struggles these days.
So you would call it oleander a tree, not a bush, a shrub?
Well, it can be trained to be a tree, but it's multi-stemmed, and it's usually referred to as a large shrub. But the oleanders in Phoenix and throughout the Southwest are struggling with a bacterial leaf scorch. It's a bacterial necrosis. It's causing a lot of death of our oleanders. And then people are replacing them with either ficus or sour orange trees are a common replacement tree. I just noticed that the Mountain Shadows Resort in Paradise Valley on 56th Street took out all their oleanders. And there's ficus trees in there now. The entire length of 56th Street between McDonald and Lincoln which is interesting. I'll have to see how that works. They planted them on about 2-foot centers, so they're really, really tight to one another. So I probably would have put citrus in, but we'll see. You know, they want a little taller tree, so the ficus are going to probably be a faster-growing tree and maybe achieve that landscape purpose, which was to get height to prevent the golf balls from, you know, hooking into the street. But we could see the golfers, you know, on the other side of that row the other day, and I thought, you know, it's going to be a couple of years before the cars are safe from those golf balls.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE4U if you'd like to talk trees. You can also send a text question to 411-923, and we've got Bill who wants help choosing a tree. Well, we've got a panel of experts here for you, Bill. Tell us about your...
I feel so lucky. It's just a perfect segue in because I have a south-facing yard. I got the house a couple of years ago, and it had this ugly, ugly fir bush, I call it, out in the front that it looks like they're everywhere in Tucson. And it was growing under the it was huge. It was overhanging my cool coat and roof that was just black up there under the cool coat, under the tree. And so I took two of them out. They're actually growing under the foundation. So I took them out. I had a huge, ugly palm tree in the front. I just took that out too. The reason I'm doing all this because they have this like one inch landscape rock in the front that you can never clean out. So I'm taking all that out, and I'm putting a clean out in the sewer that goes in the front yard out to the city sewer. So what I want to do, it's a south-facing yard, so I was looking for a good, clean tree that can grow quick, and I'm trying to describe my perfect tree that with shade, and it's not too messy, and it won't get into my sewer. I'm putting a clean out in the sewer. I'm putting that in. So for this Chinese elm, I'm at the computer while you're talking, looking at it, and it looks like a perfect tree for this type of situation.
Well, we'll talk about that. We can do a lot here at Rosie on the House, but we can't stop the clock. We'll give our panel guests here a few minutes to talk about it during the break as well. And we'll have a few tree selections for you right after this.